The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. To go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and you can make fun of me.
They make
fun of me behind my back when I say her name.
We do not.
Yes, you do. And Lexi Brinkley and Autumn Warren Connolly. We have our work cut out for us today, everyone. Oh my gosh, I feel like I should wear a cape today because we've got so much to talk about. There's so much stuff going on in the world, and starting with parrots, okay? You're like, what? We got to talk about this. So Autumn Connolly is a researcher of all natural remedies. She's a mama too. She is a self-taught vegan cook and animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes. She's written a children's book, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir, which I can't even tell you how much I love her product. I really do, and I love this woman. My youngest, both of my daughters are sick right now. I took care of, this is my fourth night in a row, and I haven't come down with it yet, okay? But it's amazing, you know, what moms do to protect their kids. She was breathing, like, right in my face last night while I cuddled her in my arms. She had, screaming fever, and the fever broke, and she's doing better. But so both of them are homesick, but the Ether Elixir, she said, Mom, she didn't tell her dad what she was getting. She just told her she was going into natural grocers to get like emergency and this kind of stuff because it was his weekend, which is probably why she got sick, eating a bunch of junk food. I'm just going to say it because it's true. Okay. But anyway, a bunch of poor quality food. And she did. She's starting to get better. But I really do think it's because of the Ether Elixir. You're so smart about so many things. And she's also a parrot rescuer, you guys. After the show today, she's going to get a parrot. Tell us about this parrot.
Well, it's a parrot that's just been kept in a cage that's probably too small for him. Parrots are really intelligent. And, you know, you see on shows, cartoons, or, you know, just sitcoms, you know, parrots being kept in these little kind of quaint cages, whereas obviously, you know, these creatures are meant to be flying out in the sky, not kept in a tiny cage.
Right. So this parrot, she showed me the picture, you guys, and this little parrot is pulling all of his feathers out because he's going crazy. And then these people have the audacity to sell him for $150. Well, I guess some parrot group that you're a part of put together some money.
They didn't put together money. They just said, you know, if anybody's in the area, can you just go, you know, rescue this one? And it's kind of what I've done with my last couple of birds.
We're not going to say the area, right?
No.
I already say it?
No, just DFW area. Okay. And, you know, what I do is I just go and I buy them from these people. You know, I use my money as, you know, I think of it as, you know, a donation to like making the world a better place. I bring them into my house and I let them out of their cage and get them. I have bigger cages, too, for when they need to be in one. But for the most part, I kind of let them kind of free fly around and get used to being.
Her house is probably Snow White. You can imagine.
You know, that comparison is made quite a lot.
All kinds of animals running around. There's birds flying up around the house.
People are like, your pets have pets.
And, you know, and I would let a bird run around my house if it wasn't for the poop.
Yeah, you know.
What do you do about the poop?
Well, most parrots, as I said, some of the problem with them being pets is that they're incredibly intelligent. But a great thing about them being incredibly intelligent is you can potty train them. So my one of my favorite parrots that I ever had, her name was Anahata after the heart chakra. And she was an old rescued, been shoved in somebody's garage for years, was found with her mate dead in its cage.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, terrible. So some construction worker that was just building up this neighborhood.
What is wrong with people?
Exactly. And he just offered to take her from the people, gave them, you know, a couple $100. And so she came to live with me, and she was amazing. She was old, but I could just
they had her in a cage with her dead mate in the cage
in the garage in with the garage boxes and
for God knows how long.
And so a lot of people putting birds in the garage is a big thing because they get when they're in their cage they get loud and so people are like ugh. So then they stick them in the garage so they can't hear them. And so I several of my birds have come from people's garages and they're just stuck out there with like you know the bikes.
Okay, so what do you got, Diamond, Lexi, Avi? What do you guys think about what you're hearing? Like, what do you think when you hear stories like this?
I'm just shocked about leaving the bird in with its mate. That's like traumatizing.
Oh, yeah. It's so traumatizing. Yeah, that's why that's how she got her name. So we had to build her little heart back up.
Wow, gosh. So,
but you could just train her really well. Just put her, hold her over a perch or when we're out in public. She didn't fly very well, so I'd take her out in public with me a lot. And I just hold her over a trash can, tell her poop, and she'd go.
Really?
That's crazy. Yeah.
That is crazy.
And that, you know, they like to be near you. So if they poop on you or they're very sensitive. So right now I've got a 2-year-old African. She's almost two-year-old African gray. And she's not quite old enough to be potty trained yet. They're very smart. So they're stubborn.
Well,
but I'm training her.
It fascinates me how people want to take wild animals and put them in cages and call them their own. Like, what are we thinking? And how do we even allow these birds? Do they breed them here in the U.S. or they bring them from?
They breed them here. They do bring some in. I mean, that's always the saddest for me or when you see these tropical birds that are adults and they've been caught. You know, it's like you can really see a far.
They've been enslaved for your entertainment.
You
that's
can see
disgusting.
A far away look in their eye. There's a difference between one that's been domestically raised and one that's been caught in the wild.
Wow.
You know, but they love and they love being with a flock. So they're not unhappy when they're not. You know, my birds do go in cages. One of my birds is in a cage right now at home, but she enjoys the cage time. And then when I get home, she then free flies in the house.
So. Yeah. Cool. All cool stuff. Well, I'll tell you what's not cool is what is what happened at the fair when I was there. As I was leaving on Saturday after the OU Texas game, I was lucky enough to be there. And I didn't watch all of it in the stadium, though. I went out and watched it in the Fox News, television broadcast with my friend Carla Palmer. And so it was fun. But as we were leaving, a woman was saying, get your Pedialyte. And I'm like, oh, boy, I forgot about this from last year, because last year they spun this wheel and you got a prize and you got the Pedialyte. They were giving that out too. And here's the thing about Pedialyte, you guys. Okay, so they're at college games because they're encouraging young people, okay, to go out and get hammered. And, well, maybe not go out and get hammered, but if you do go out and get hammered, guess what? There's always Pedialyte to save the day. But the problem is Pedialyte has sucralose in it, which destroys your gut bacteria. And this is for babies, too, by the way. And what is it? Let me see what it says on their little packaging. Slow down. This is too fun, said nobody ever. Rehydrate with Pedialyte and never miss a moment. Okay, so that's for the college students, but they sell Pedialyte to babies too. And here's the most disturbing thing about that: when a baby's sick, and their immune system is in development, if you will, the last thing they need is sucralose, which destroys half of your gut bacteria. Autumn Connolly, the gut expert over here, the bacteria expert, the inventor of Ether Elixir. That's why I brought this up. This infuriates me. And then you've got the red. Okay, so let me read the ingredients. Hold on, you guys. Talk amongst yourselves while I do this. It is, okay, so this is the flavor, strawberry lemonade. I can't even pronounce some of this stuff that's in here. I'm going to give it to you since you're, I'm going to hand it over there. But it's got red dye number 40 and blue number 1 and here.
Yeah, so all those dyes.
Look at, what's the first ingredient? Can you see it?
Anhydrous dextrose, so that's some sort of sugar, some sort of sweetener. Yeah.
What is that?
Who knows?
You know, is
citric acid. And citric acid, I mean, it is a form of vitamin C, but it's not actually a very good form of
it. No, it's chemical form because it's cheap.
Mm-hmm. So
like
that's going to cause, that's
like
going to raise,
company.
It's going to raise acidity in a body. And if you're fighting an illness, the very last thing you want to do is raise acidity because most of the time your acid level is too high when you're sick.
Well, yeah. And if you're going out and you're getting hammered, your immune system's compromised anyway. And then you put sucralose in it to like destroy your gut bacteria. Or I think the actual research is it destroys 50% of your good bacteria.
Yeah.
And then you put red dye number 40 and blue number 1, especially if you're giving this to children.
Yeah. And these dyes are made out of, you know, the byproducts of coal. So they're a derivative of coal tar. So, you know, obviously that's not something they would eat.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm reading this off of Dr. Mercola's website. Red number 40, Allura Red, is the most widely used and consumed dye. It may accelerate the appearance of immune system tumors in mice. It also causes hypersensitivity, allergy-like reactions in some consumers, and might trigger hyperactivity in children. It's in beverages, baked goods, dessert powders, Pedialyte, obviously, candy, cereals, food, drugs, and cosmetics. And it's just like, why do people not know this? Why are they allowed to put that stuff in products that you give to children, and yet we're questioning CBD oil, right? We're questioning something that shuts down, epilepsy, right, and things like that. And yet we allow
this trash is encouraged.
This trash is sold widely and
that's
encouraged.
That's what it is. A lot of these things, they are just trash. They're loopholes. They're a way for people to reuse byproducts of other things and feed it to the masses. And
yeah.
It's a shame.
So don't give your babies Pedialyte.
Give
and
them
don't,
coconut water.
Yeah. In fact, coconut water in third world countries. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me pull this up out of my brain. Is used as a for blood transfusions. Am I right?
Yeah, it's that, and it's also got a lot of the same structure as breast milk. So when you look at the combinations of the sugars and the different amino acids and stuff, it's there's a lot of similarities. So it's a great thing to take when you're sick for babies or adults.
Yeah. Well, we've got lots more to talk about, Autumn Connolly, but we have Edie Nathan coming up. She is the author of the book "It's Grief: The Dance of Self-Discovery Through Trauma and Loss." I can't wait. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, Bernadette here. Wouldn't it be great if there was a place where everything was gluten-free? Well, now there is. It's the Gluten-Free Expo, and it's coming to Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Bring the whole family, take free classes, buy hard-to-find items, and get coupons and samples of hundreds of delicious gluten-free products. Get your tickets online at gfexpo.com. That's gfexpo.com or at the door. Mention radio for $5 off each ticket. The Gluten-Free Expo at Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Don't forget to mention radio for $5 off each ticket. See you there.
Did you know pigeons mate for life and are devoted to their families? Their vision is far better than that of humans. They have excellent memories. Their navigational skills are astoundingly complex, and they're able to recognize their own reflection in a puddle or mirror. Eugene Field wrote this tender lullaby. Sleep, little pigeon, and fold your wings, little blue pigeon with velvet eyes. Sleep to the singing of mother bird swinging, swinging the nest where her little one lies. With 8 children of his own, perhaps Mr. Field found in pigeons, with their excellent parenting skills, the same protective, nurturing bond he felt for his own family. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by seeking help for any injured bird we encounter.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door and the whole world turns.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio with me, Avi and Lexi, and I have a very special guest on the line, Edie Nathan. She has a Master's of Arts and is a licensed clinical social worker and a licensed therapist. She is a certified sex therapist by the American Association of Sexuality Educators, Counselors, and Therapists. Edie is a hypnotherapist and certified eye movement desensitization and reprocessing practitioner with more than 20 years of experience. She has degrees from New York University and Fordham University with postgraduate training at the Ackerman Institute for Family Therapy. For 2 seasons in 2010, she was the psychotherapist on the A&E series Psychic Kids, Children of the Paranormal, and she is the author of the book It's Grief, The Dance of Self-Discovery Through Trauma and Loss. Such an honor to have you on the show, Edie. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Thank you, Bernadette. It's great to be here.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, I have been myself personally through a lot of grief in the last few years, especially this past year. I not only lost my best friend, but I lost the love of my life. And so I've been through a lot. I don't talk about it so much on the air, the second part, but I absolutely love your book, and it helped me just by reading it in the last couple of days.
I'm so happy, and again, so sorry about your losses.
Well, you know what? We all go through them, don't we? And so many people do. I mean, yeah, and I mean, I have friends that have lost children, and to me, that's the ultimate grief, and I don't know how you ever get over that, but I'm going to say, if you have a chance of ever getting over it, this book can definitely be a very strong tool to put in your toolbox, because grief is something that is at times undescribable. The pain is so intense for so many people. So how can grief become one of life's greatest teachers, though?
You know, grief is filled with a kind of love. It's a loving of the self. When you go through that grieving process, you learn about yourself. You learn things that you never knew. And without having to face grief, you might not never be posed to learn those things about you, your tolerance, your resistance, your ability to exist when you've got so much that could potentially bring you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are some of the most, or what are the most common signs and symptoms of grief?
Grief comes in at a lot of different levels. So if we look at emotionally, depression, anxiety, anger, those are just some of the things that I actually talk about in terms of the phases of grief. So those are the emotions, the physical, sleep, food, issues with food, not really taking care of yourself, maybe drinking too much, maybe drugging, you know, as a way to calm yourself or actually numb the self out.
Yeah.
So those are some signs.
Yeah. Sure. No, I've been through all that.
No,
it all makes sense to me. And I think it's very normal, though. And I think that's a big part of it, is understanding it's part of the process.
Absolutely. It is normal. And actually, that's what the book is about, is that everything that you're experiencing belongs to you. It's like your fingerprint. It's a teacher. And no one experiences it the exact same way that you're going to experience. You bring your life experiences and the way that you have coped in the past to the conversation and the healing around grief.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know that you say that you can't really get over grief. A lot of people would say that that's pessimistic. What do you say to them?
That's a great question. It's actually wanting to be more realistic, because if I say to you, I want you to get over your losses and forget.
Right.
I'm kind of asking you to forget the people you loved and lost.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, dance with that grief, dance with the losses. You know, I lost my mom, and she left me some beautiful jewelry. And when I wear her jewelry, I think about her, but I also feel like she's with me as I'm exploring the world.
Wow.
So am I over it? No. Do I integrate it? Yes.
Yeah. No, it's funny. I'm very like-minded. I do the same thing. I think a lot of people do. You know, I have pictures in my home. I have little mementos and things that I have placed in, you know, areas of my home where I'm, you know, like at my on my vanity, on my sink, that I see every single day. That, you know, sometimes I might even just say a prayer for that person, or just, you know, even talk to them, you know, out loud sometimes. Or you know, I know that sounds a little crazy, but I think, again, that's part of the grieving process as well. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. And I actually, if you're going to call it crazy, then I'm crazy. We're all crazy, because that conversation, that's part of the healing process. And healing doesn't mean I'm over it. You know, I think we've got this sense that we're going to be over it. And again, how are you going to move with it? How are you going to dance with this? And when you can kind of integrate that perspective, then it frees you. It opens you up to a whole new way of being with the losses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some people you lose to death. Some people you just lose them due to circumstances. But it doesn't have to mean that you stop loving that person or praying for them or doing things to send positive energy their way. That's how I get through it. You know, like I said, I still...
Right.
I still talk to my friend, Ines, that's gone. I talk to her in my head and then sometimes out loud. I'll make a joke in the kitchen because her picture's right there, or little mementos that we shared. And I really do feel that that is the best way to deal with it.
And so you have found a best way. And that's really what the book is about, finding the best way for anyone to deal with any of their losses. And as you so aptly said, it's not just about the loss of a loved one, and that's intense for sure, but it can be a loss of a role. You're no longer a caretaker, or it can be that you've lost a limb, or you can actually have been adopted and you're looking for your birth mother and you can't find her, and there's grief in that. So it's this book really talks to all the different kinds of grief we face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, my children, I think of my oldest child. She's been grieving for many years over the loss of family members and a divorce. She wants that family back so badly that she grieves over it a lot. And I think that time can heal all wounds, and having a different understanding. And the book really has so much great advice, Edie. It really does. And it breaks it down into, just the traveling, if you will, through this thing we call grief, and how you can get to the other side of it. And even though you might carry sadness around with you, that's still a good thing too, isn't it?
But you make a great point. That's exactly right. This journey, if you can get to sadness, you know, we can live with sadness. I think it's hard to live with anger, you know, incessant anger or anxiety. You know, they create such obstacles that they kind of freeze us at times. But the sadness, we learn to live with that. We can have it. We can meet with it. We can let it go. We can write about it. We can, you know, talk about it. And it's not so emotionally pervasive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people have a tendency to want to hang on, and that's okay to hang on to good memories, isn't it?
Oh, I hope so.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And maybe it's not a hanging on. Maybe it's actually, wow, you know, I had this person in my life. I'm not going to forget them. I'm going to remember them with joy and laughter, and that's okay. I want to pay that memory, that love forward, and share it with other people.
Yeah. Well, let me ask, how do different types of people experience grief? Like extroverts or introverts or ambiverts?
Yeah, so extroverts ambiverts, which is kind of a newish term. There's extrovert, there's introvert, and there's ambivert. And ambivert is, so ambi is like two, so you kind of go between, you know, both worlds, if you will. An introvert is someone who, when they're having a hard time, what they're going to do is go into themselves. It doesn't mean that they, you know, shy away from people all the time. It just means when they're having a hard time, you know, they're probably going to just call one friend as opposed to wanting to be in a group. Whereas an extrovert is with their group of buds, or they're going to want to go to group therapy as opposed to maybe seeing an individual therapist. An ambivert, it's going to depend on circumstance. It's going to depend on what's best for them in that moment, and they'll decide. So, and there are many ambiverts, and there's no right or wrong here. But when you know, oh, this is who I am, this is how I cope, and I have a whole assessment in the book that actually says, okay, so this is what you would follow if you're an ambivert or an extrovert or an mm-hmm. introvert. And it can help you know what to seek out in terms of help and tools, and the best tools for you.
Well, can you stay with us for a couple of minutes if we go to break and come back for just a couple of minutes? I really think that this book is so important for anyone out there suffering with loss. They need to hear a little more about it. Can you stay tuned or stay with us?
Sure, absolutely. I'd love to. Thanks.
All right. Okay, super. Everyone stay tuned. More coming up with Edie Nathan. It's Grief, the Dance of Self-Discovery Through Trauma and Loss. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio with me and Edie Nathan on the line. She is the author of It's Grief, The Dance of Self-Discovery Through Trauma and Loss. Gosh, your resume is so impressive. I want to tell our listeners a little more about you, but jeepers, let me see. Where do I start? She is a certified sex therapist by the American Association of Sexuality Educators, Counselors, and Therapists. For two seasons in 2010, she was a psychotherapist on the A&E series Psychic Kids, Children of the Paranormal, and she has degrees from New York University and Fordham University with postgraduate training at the Ackerman Institute for Family Therapy. Today, we're talking about her book, It's Grief, The Dance of Self-Discovery Through Trauma and Loss. I absolutely love this book. And you know, one of the quotes in here just really, really rang so true to me. And it's by John Green from the book, I guess, The Fault in Our Stars. Grief does not change you. Yes. Grief does not change you. It reveals you. And that is so true because it tests you and it really, you know, shows your true character of what you're made of, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's wonderful that you're bringing up John Green because he has, you know, really struggled with mental illness, and that can be a form of grief. He was just interviewed last night.
Really?
Actually on 60 Minutes. And he
wow.
said, you know, I wish this would go away. I wish my mental illness would go away. And mental illness and having to face that and know it and then really be open about it can actually relieve it a little bit. And he's got a following of millions because he's opened up that conversation. And really, that's what this conversation is about. It's time for grief and the conversation around grief to come out of the closet.
Yeah. Oh, that's fascinating. I'm going to have to check that out because I grew up with a brother that was mentally ill, and I have so much compassion in my heart for any family that's dealing with mental illness. And there's so many people out there that are amazing human beings that suffer from mental illness, and it's really sad. It's really sad. And I hope that one day we can really pull the curtain down on that, like we have a lot of things in this world. And normalize it. It's part of the human experience in so many ways. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes, completely. I actually have suffered from a pretty bad anxiety disorder. When I was young, I had terrible phobias, and I was so ashamed of those phobias, and I grieved. I grieved over the fact that I had these phobias, and that's why the section on anxiety is kind of so full in the book, because I get it. I completely understand it. And mm-hmm. anxiety and anger are often very mixed together. And there is such grief when you feel like you have to hide what is going on within you. And that hiding just makes the grief and the symptoms bigger. If you expose, if you share, if you show up with this is what's going on, it's amazing how they calm down, how they quiet themselves.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so let me ask you this. What is the biggest mistake that you can make when facing grief?
That's such a great question. It's probably having an expectation of when it will end.
Mm.
And listening to other people and what they believe you should be doing around your grief.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's powerful. It is powerful when you're going through grief, how people want you to just get over it because they, you know, and you find yourself, at least I find myself isolating myself because no one really understands when you're grieving so deeply and it's something that you can't change. It's difficult to know where to go next.
That's exactly right. And I'm so glad that you shared that, because it is that isolation, that sense that nobody will understand what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go deeper and deeper into the self, and that results certainly in a potential depression and anxiety. But so often our depressions and our anxieties, yes, the question is asked, what are you feeling? But I wonder if a better question to ask would be, what are you yearning for?
Mm-hmm.
What are you grieving? What
right.
are you missing?
Well, I'm at the sadness stage. That's where I am right now.
Okay.
And it's okay. I'm comfortable with it. It's okay to be sad. And I'm fine. I can be sad for the rest of my life and still carry on. That's how I feel.
Yes, and it doesn't obstruct you. It doesn't stop you from being you. You're able to get up and go to work and do the wonderful work that you do and still have your sadness, and that belongs to you.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the book, Phase 7, you talk about sadness, and you talk about Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda, what she said in relation to her father's suicide. Do you want to share it, or do you want me to read it? I think it's so important.
Please. I you know what? I'd love for you to read it.
Okay, it says this, everyone listening. She says that avoiding fear, sadness, or anger is not the same thing as being happy. I live... I didn't think it was going to make me emotional. I'll continue on, though. Okay. I live my sadness every day, but I don't resent it anymore. I know how dark and endless that tunnel can feel. But if happiness seems impossible to find, please hold on to the possibility of hope. It says, faint though it may be, because I promise you there's enough nights under that same yellow moon for all of us to share, no matter how or when you find your way there.
That's it.
That's it.
And yeah, that's it. That's it. And what you just shared, the fact that, you know, you were taken unawares that you were going to experience an emotion, and yet you were hit, and you felt it. And you let all of your listeners, you know, observe this and witness it and not hide it. And you will go on and you will move on. And that's what grief is like. And
mm-hmm.
that's why it's a dance.
Wow. So great to have you on the show. I hope you'll come back sometime. We can talk about something else. I love your soul. You're amazing. Thank you so much for writing this book. And I'm going to be sure some people that I know that are suffering from grief get a copy of it as well. Thank you so much, Edie.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you can certainly find me on my website, edienathan.com, the book is also on Amazon. So easy to find.
It is easy to find. edienathan.com. Thank you so much, Edie. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too. Take
okay.
care of yourself.
I will. All right.
Bye-bye.
Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Everybody's going somewhere. Riding just as fast as they can ride. Well, I guess they got a lot to do before they can rest assured that...
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try Hemp Company products. Search Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake. For he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana and Lexi in studio with me, and Autumn Connolly in studio as well. Before we get to her segment about preservatives, which I'm really looking forward to, I love picking this woman's brain. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter. Go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie. At Smoothie King, I just love my Sun Warrior and my Soul Good bars and all of it. You can also go to H-Hemp Company, then use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. There isn't a day that I don't forget my CBD oil. Well, maybe once in a while. But when I do, I always hate it because it really does help you. And the H-Hemp Company's CBD oil is made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics tested by third parties to ensure no pesticides, solvents, or other contaminants. It's non-GMO and contains all natural ingredients. And they also use MCT oil in their tinctures. So check them out at the H-Hemp Company. And of course, Sunlighten Infrared Saunas. I love mine. I didn't get in it last night. I ran out of steam. Had a really busy weekend. We had Lexi's baby shower yesterday, which was a lot of fun. And but I want to let everyone know you can get Paleo Magazine online. Go to paleomagonline.com to download the digital version or version.
You did it again.
I did it again. Or find a store near you and pick up a copy. They have some of the best information on the paleo lifestyle as well as all lifestyles. Great recipes, products, and articles all around wellness. And that includes the Wellbeing Journal, another fine publication that is heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. The Wellbeing Journal is now available in both print and digital version. Order online at wellbeing.com. journal.com. And of course, Squatty Potty, they're back. If you don't have one, you need to get one. They're amazing. I can't even imagine not having mine. I've had it for so many years. Really. It's in all over my house. Every bathroom.
And now I have one. You got me one, and it's changed my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we haven't talked about this.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got me really excited because I love it when I change people's lives. So
yeah.
Without getting too graphic, how has it changed your life?
Well, and it's, being pregnant.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're... movements are a little different.
Right.
Everything's so it definitely makes it smoother along.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it puts you in the correct position
to
properly eliminate.
Yep.
And so I'm telling you, you guys,
it's a game changer.
It is a game changer. And it's and for women out there listening, guys, close your ears. It's a great place to do Kegels. And you should be doing Kegels every day to keep everything healthy in your body. Everything needs exercise. So for guys, you know, it's just you got to get one if you don't have one. I'll just tell you that, you know, because men like their toilets.
It is.
They do. Know. Men like to go to the toilet, don't they?
They do. Yeah.
Don't they? Probably. Don't you think everybody here is nodding their head, and we've all been involved with men, right?
Ryan spends like 30 minutes on the toilet.
Really?
Yes.
They're like on their phones.
I'm not kidding. He'll come out, and I'm like, where have you been?
They're like on Instagram liking stuff, and you see it. You're like,
that's his place, his time. He plays games on his phone.
Well, and I can see that, but you know, time is money. So, you know, 30 minutes is a little long.
I'm telling you, sometimes it's a long time.
Yeah, it's another man cave.
Well, that's true. It is. But it's always good to properly eliminate and completely eliminate, and that's a good thing. So anyway, thank you to Squatty Potty and all of our sponsors because they make this rocket go up. One more thing. I forgot the expo. The Gluten-Free Expo is coming up in Dallas. We will be there on October 27th and 28th at Dallas Market Hall. In fact, I'll give away some tickets right now. So call Diamond at 214-787-1190 or email us at...
Info at
One Life Radio. We'll give away some tickets. All right. So let's talk about this, Autumn. It blew through a lot of time there.
Yeah.
But, you know, preservatives are something that have a huge impact on the human body. They're not good for you. They're really not. Tell us why.
Well, essentially, the simplest thing that I always tell people anytime we talk about food or preservatives are the fact that we need to stop separating ourselves from other creatures in the world. You know, look around, look at the animals, look at, as we were talking about at the beginning, look at the birds, look at, you know, the squirrels, you know, the bunnies, any sort of wildlife that you see. Everybody else is eating food that looks like it came from the earth. We ought to be eating food that looks like it comes from the earth as well.
I never really thought about that.
Now, obviously, we are more civilized in a sense. Right, in a sense.
And in other ways, we're very uncivilized. Some of the things we do are absolutely terrible.
Horrific. So we can use our intelligence. We can use our adaptability to preserve our food, but let's do it in a way that communes with nature rather than detracts from it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are natural ways to preserve foods, canning them, adding salt to denature the bad bacteria while allowing the good bacteria to flourish. You can use different oils and different vinegars to keep things fresh. But by using chemical preservatives, what you're doing is you're changing the complete molecular structure of the food. You're stopping its natural state of decaying and degradation, and you are freezing it in a moment in time with these chemicals. Thereby, you are ruining the nutritional value. You're ruining the natural value of this food. It's not food anymore.
Well said.
So
well said. And, you know, we've become this convenient society and this throwaway society and this selfish society where we want everything what we want. Whatever we want it right now. We don't like to wait.
Right.
We like to run into our grocery store and pick up things that are really bad for you, like blueberry cereal. I got a box sitting right over there. And yesterday I was in Target, yesterday morning, very early, getting some extra stuff for the baby shower. And so, but I saw on display, and I even took pictures of it. I've got it in my phone. I'll pull it up here. But Pop-Tarts, okay? What a junk food.
I know.
They are. It starts out with, I think, high fructose corn syrup. I'm going to pull it up here. I took pictures of it.
The amount of calories is amazing for the food. I mean, for anyone who's eaten a Pop-Tart recently, they're not that big, and it's like 240 calories. You could eat, a cup of vegan yogurt or something you've made at home, even better. Some, an apple, a handful of blueberries, granola, whatever. Like, you could eat this, massive bowl of food for the same caloric content as one dinky Pop-Tart.
Well, here's what's in that dinky Pop-Tart, okay? Enriched flour, which is wheat flour, niacin, reduced iron, B1, thiamine, B2, folic acid, sugar, high fructose corn syrup, dextrose, soybean, and palm oil. Some more corn syrup, in case you were a little short. Throw some more in there, which corn makes you fat, by the way, and it's all genetically modified, and it's horrible for your body and your mind. Bleached wheat flour, whey contains 2% or less of molasses, cocoa processed with alkali, cornstarch, just goes on and on, and natural and artificial flavors, modified cornstarch. There's some more for you. Gelatin, egg whites, color added, and xanthan gum, soy lecithin. This is a box of junk. This is killing you. It's a box of nothing.
Right.
And that's $2.99 for a box of it, sitting on a big, one of those big baskets. They almost look like a basket, but they're oversized. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. A great marketing tool, but it would be great if they could put some fresh food in there.
Yeah. And it's just a shame. And, the way that it's marketed is it seems, in some ways, they even seem wholesome, with kids being excited about them or putting them in, being able to make them themselves and things like that. And it is just a shame because there's absolutely nothing in that list at the level that it's been processed, the level it's been preserved. There's nothing that your body's going to look at and
naturally go, food, everything
is going to require an extra process for your body to derive anything out of it, whereas you could also eat an apple.
And we wonder why the country's so sick. But the most important thing that we really want to talk about here, which is the same thing we were talking about with the Pedialyte, the sucralose, all these ingredients. Sucralose is a sweetener. Right. I think they do use it, though, as a preservative, don't they, too?
Both, yeah.
I think so, yeah, both. But what effect those types of ingredients have on your good gut bacteria?
I mean, they completely destroy it because it's not natural for your body. A preservative, your body does need good bacteria in it. So when you take something like a preservative, a chemical-made preservative, it's no different than if you, sprayed Lysol all over your food. What you're doing is you are consuming a chemical that is going to denature the good bacteria in addition to the bad bacteria. Whereas the way humans need lots of bacteria. There are lots of studies that say we're more bacteria than we are, human cells. And by killing the good guys along with the bad guys just to get rid of the bad guys, you're doing yourself more of a disservice than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So in naturally preserving food, it allows the good bacteria to remain unscathed, and therefore you're able to preserve your food at the same time as give your body a boost of good bacteria and nutrition from the food that you're eating.
Here's a great little story. It says, imagine you have a hostage situation. There are 5 bad guys holding 100 good guys hostage. And you can't just drop a bomb on the whole building just to kill the 5 bad guys. So the same goes for our bodies. Eating preservatives is like dropping a bomb on our intestinal tract because these preservatives kill both our good and our bad bacteria.
That's right. The natural preservative is like a vinegar. It has a way to distinguish between the good and the bad bacteria.
Right.
Whereas chemical preservatives, antibiotics, on and on, they don't. So you're doing yourself harm.
And what about where they say it's a natural preservative? What about that?
If it's truly actual natural, such as vinegar or lemon or some sort of fermentation process, then yeah, that's great. But unfortunately, as we all know, a lot of times the word natural is used a little bit flagrantly.
Yeah, it's overused. Yeah. Oh my gosh, always great having you in studio. Autumn Connolly, you can find her at Probiotics Y'all. That's probioticsyall.com. Everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Be smart, get out there, and make the most of it.